from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest is going to help us give a little bit more insight into the rest of the AL Central, maybe get a little football talk on the way as well as training camp. Getting underway for all teams. We got the Chiefs. Anybody see the big Xavier Worthy 60-yard pass? Just lock in the three-peat. But wait, maybe the Ravens had a good play at training camp as well. So maybe some Lions talk here. But you can catch him on Morning Show 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Also, you can catch out Cash the Ticket podcast. That's coming back in August. The great Jim Costa joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, I almost called you Jim Valenti. Would you have taken that personally?
Yeah, I would have.
Well, it's just that I see you guys is linked because of the Cash the Ticket podcast.
No, Mike's good people, but we are different people.
So
we have not yet merged into one person on the podcast. It is still a 2-person show.
Have you and Jansen merged into one? Because that happens when you work long term with somebody. Have you started to meld into the same person?
It's weird, right? You've experienced it. You end up spending more time with your co-host sometimes than like your partner, and it gets kind of weird. But not yet.
Now, Dustin and I get more disalike the more we work together. We become more of the odd couple. So I was just talking about what a big series this 4-game set with the Tigers is for the Guardians, given that they just lost 2 of 3 to the Padres at home, and you know, the 18 game for the All-Star break didn't go well, considering that apparently Tiger scouts are looking at the Orioles AAA team. How big a series is this for Detroit?
Oh, it's fairly massive. I mean, Detroit started out pretty decent in April, if you remember, but fell apart in May and June and basically resigned themselves to, you know, we're doing selling radio, sell at the deadline. They're 11-5 in July, and they went 8-2 into the All-Star break, took the Blue Jays 2-3 over the weekend. And, you know, I don't know if buying's really on the table, but it's just a question of how much do you want to sell, or do you want to let this team hang in the fight? Skubal is the biggest domino, because it's a real question about what is the Tigers' timeline to contention, and what they do with Skubal will ultimately kind of answer that.
So with that, is the Skubal stuff, is that more other teams and other, you know, radio people, other media members being covetous of the ace, or is this more of the Tigers letting it out there and Detroit letting it out there that he could be had for a pretty high price?
Well, Nick, think about it like this. You've got a baseball team, fourth place in their own division, still losing record. They've pitched very well, but the question is, you know, they don't have enough everyday position players. And where is the timeline here? Do the Tigers anticipate, one, competing for the playoffs and more in the next 2 years of Tarek Skubal's controllable years? Do they anticipate not only extending Tarek Skubal, but spending money around him, which, again, we've seen the Tiger payroll be slashed over the years. I know you guys are familiar with that in Cleveland. What do you do if you don't anticipate pushing for a playoff run, World Series run in the next 2 years, slash paying Tarek Skubal? Then you have to entertain offers. Then you have to say, hey, if Baltimore's got three guys in the top 15 prospect-wise, can we be gluttonous and ask for all three? And if not, we can hang up the phone. I mean, Harris, Scott Harris, the team president, is put in a position here where he has to try to create a market, and he can always hang up the phone and carry on with the Cy Young winner.
At the same point, Jim, they're six games back in the wild card. And I think we've now overplayed. Well, two wild card teams were in the World Series last year, and you know Arizona won 84 games, and they were in the World Series, so anything's possible. We might have overplayed that. At the same point, you're six games back off with one of the best starting rotations in baseball.
Well,
I can't imagine being a Tigers fan and looking at this and going, yeah, let's trade that one of the 15 best starters in baseball when, hypothetically, you still have a pretty decent chance to make a run at this thing.
You and I have different definitions of decent chance. I love the way you're talking. I'd love to see the Tigers win a dozen in a row here and really rattle something off and be interesting. Their rotation has been good all year, but take a quick peek, if you get a second, at that injury report, because Reese Tolson, he has a shoulder issue from over the weekend, which kind of puts a damper in taking two out of three against Toronto. Casey Mize is injured. Jack Flaherty is a rental pitcher who you may have to strongly consider selling at the deadline. Kenny Maeda can't be trusted as a starting pitcher anymore. You start looking around at this team, they're already going a bullpen day against you guys this week, and they're going to have to go a bullpen day every fifth day. That was before Reese Olson's injury. I don't know that they have the horses to sustain over the next 60-plus baseball games, not only stay afloat, but pass a handful of teams that are still standing between them and that final wild card spot.
Well, go get the horses. See, this is you're killing me a little bit here, Smalls, because when you were torching Scott Harris, because I do listen to your show. We are friendly. We've known each other for a bit.
Yeah.
When you were scorching Scott Harris for not going out and getting a Cody Bellinger or actually
Matt
guys
Chapman.
Who could hit. Yes. I was right there with you. I feel like you got to put his feet to the flame. I think if you were 10 games back, I kind of could understand it. But, I mean, he's acting like it's the small market Detroit Tigers here.
And I loathe that idea. So you know that I loathe that idea. But you got to back up here. Are you proposing that they trade some of their long-term younger pieces right now to chase the final wild card spot? I mean, if the time to add was before the season. If you're going to add guys now to make up for your shortcomings, it may be too little too late. Now you're mortgaging the future to chase the final wild card spot. The teams that are buying are the teams that can do something about it, right? I mean, you guys are the type of team that should be buying and gutting your farm system, not the Tigers in fourth place.
So let me understand this. Is Jim Costa too big for the playoffs? Is that what I hear?
You're asking if I'm too big
for
the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, for a final wild card spot? It does count when you make the playoffs, whether you win the World Series or not.
It is no guarantee that you get in buying. I think buying at this point is borderline irresponsible.
Mm. Mm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How the mighty have fallen.
They made their bed. Now they got a lie in it. They chose to save their money in the offseason, and now they're supposed to mortgage their future for a shot here.
What are we talking about? You just need one. You're telling me Brent Rooker's going to cost the farm? What are we talking about here?
Why aren't you guys getting Brent Rooker? That's the thing. You got to understand, the Tigers are going to be, if they were to enter the buyer's market, they got to compete with the teams that are actually in the playoffs, that actually are atop their divisions, that can justifiably go out and add a bat or two, right?
I guess. I want the passion. I want to burn it down. I want...
How about this? I'll give you the passion, burn it down. If they don't trade Tarek Skubal, which you and I have privately discussed, I want them to keep Tarek Skubal. I'm all about keeping good homegrown baseball players spending money and trying to win. If they keep Tarek Skubal and this payroll does not get bigger in the offseason, I mean, we're going to be calling for the guy's head. I don't know how you can justify continuing to wallow around and not spending money on your ball club.
I'll make sure to call in to your morning show to also light the torch with you. Jim, who is the Tigers' biggest rival? Like, what team is Tigers fans, do they want to win most against in the division?
I feel like it's fluctuated over the years. So, like, 10, 12 years ago, I feel like we hated the Twins. You guys have always been a thorn in our side in Cleveland. You got a bunch of Tigers. Like, Jose Ramirez kills everybody, but I feel like he's especially mean to the Tigers. So you guys are there. White Sox no longer competitive, but there was a moment where it was the White Sox. It fluctuates. I feel like the Royals are a team we don't hate as much as the others, though.
Jim Costa of The Ticket in Detroit and Cash the Ticket podcast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Where do the expectations start for the Detroit Lions coming off one of the best years in the history of the franchise last year?
They start with two words. First is Super. Last is bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Detroit Lions.
Or bust? You guys got greedy. Good Lord. You guys got greedy. You wouldn't take another trip to the NFC title this year?
F no. Are you serious? Been there, done that. It's Super Bowl or bust.
We are going to have fun coming up with the headline for this one. I am curious because I've created a new bit. Trevor Sikkema, I'm not sure if you are as familiar with it. Yeah, so he is of PFF. His quarterback rankings melted my brain a little bit this year. He had Jared Goff as the 16th best quarterback in the NFL. Do you take umbrage with that, or do you agree with that?
I take umbrage with it. And I was somebody who locally was maybe the last guy to board the Goff ship that was set for sale. I never viewed him as a high-end guy. But, man, has he put together two really good seasons. And the physical limitations, right, we know he's not mobile. We know he doesn't have a cannon for an arm, but he's accurate. He is very cerebral. He's a leader. He's a plus-plus game manager, which some people will take that as a knock, but he shouldn't be 16th. I'd have him somewhere, I don't know, 8. So, like, just back end of the top 10.
So this brings me to the Jared Goff-Mendoza line, because I feel like you can learn a lot about people based off where they put another quarterback in their hierarchy according to Jared Goff. So Tua Tagovailoa, is he ahead or behind Jared Goff?
I'd rather have Jared Goff.
We agree. Brock Purdy.
I'd rather have Jared Goff.
Kyler Murray.
Jared Goff.
Kirk Cousins.
Jared Goff.
Oh, there was no, there wasn't even a hezzy there. We didn't get a hesitation on Cousins.
No, you thought you thought I'd give Kirk a little more love because he played at Michigan State. And we give him like, he's a nice guy. He's a family man. He drives a van. He goes to Kohl's. No. I'm not putting him ahead of Goff.
I would have thought his singing ability. Matt Stafford.
Oh, I think Stafford's better.
All right. I did you dirty there. That wasn't fair. Jim, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Keep killing it in mornings. Keep killing it with Valenti. You guys do great.
Yeah. And hey, appreciate any time, guys.
Jim Costa there of 97.1, The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.